Supreme Court seeks clarity on crypto regulation. India wants a bigger bite of apple pie. AI factories, Dell and Nvidia go big. Work from home alert, flood hit IT corridors in Bangalore, send employees back home.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Chandra R. Srikanth, and if your day's been as rainy as Bengaluru's, I promise this roundup won't be a washout. We have some very interesting stories lined up for you. But first, let's talk crypto. And this time, it's not about a specific company, but the Supreme Court, which is throwing some serious side-eye at the lack of regulation. So the Supreme Court of India has raised a very pointed question. Why is there still no regulatory framework for cryptocurrencies in the country? A bench led by Justice Suryakant and Justice N.K. Singh said banning crypto outright might not be smart for the economy, especially when the government is already taxing gains from crypto at 30%. So what's their take? If we are taxing it, we are kind of acknowledging that it exists. So why not regulate it? Now, these comments came during a case involving a man accused of kidnapping employees of the now defunct BitConnect platform back in 2018 and extorting more than 2,000 bitcoins and a truckload of cash. The court stressed that the immediate concern is figuring out whether this guy is the victim or the villain, but they made it clear that crypto policy can't be ignored forever. Now, the additional Solicitor General will update the court and the rest of us, hopefully by July, on where we stand as far as crypto regulation is concerned. But keep watching this space, because the next hearing for this particular case is on May 30th. Now, next up, Apple's India play is getting more intense and interesting. As Washington pressures Apple to manufacture more in the US, India is working quietly but determinedly to make sure Apple doesn't drift too far west. The Indian government is nudging Apple to increase its local value addition, currently just 10%, by tapping into a brand new 23,000 crore scheme to boost electronic component manufacturing. Sources told Money Control that Apple is already in talks with states like Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, and Telangana. It's nudging both Indian and global suppliers to start making parts right here instead of importing them from China. Now, Apple's been busy. It's already shipped $2 billion worth of iPhones from India to the US in March and setting the stage to ramp up production for the iPhone 17 Pro. Honhai, which is a subsidiary of Foxconn, is building big in Bangalore. Tata's assembling new iPhones in Hosur, and India is fast becoming a vital cog in Apple's global machine. But it's less make in India now and more like make more in India. Let's wait and watch how Apple navigates this. Well, moving on from Apple to Las Vegas, where our colleague Debangana is tracking the Dell Tech World. At Dell Tech World 2025, Michael Dell, the founder and CEO of Dell Technologies, and NVIDIA's Jensen Huang doubled down on their AI bets. Dell called AI the operating system of the world, projecting that it will add $15 trillion to the global economy by 2030. Dell's AI factory, launched with NVIDIA last year, is scaling fast. 3,000 customers, up to 60% cost savings, and a 100x jump in tokens per second for distributed AI inference. And in case you're wondering what this AI factory actually does, think end-to-end services from preparing your data to training massive language models to deploying them. The factory now has new PowerEdge servers loaded with GPUs. Imagine 8 B300 accelerators inside one machine. It's like building the Ferrari of servers. Also, cooling's a thing. These machines run hot, but Dell's rolling out heat exchangers that save up to 60% in cooling costs. So if your data center is starting to resemble a sauna, help is on the way. Wang called AI factories the infrastructure of the modern industry. From hospitals to hedge funds, AI, it seems, is no longer a side project. It is the project. Now, before we wrap back home, Bengaluru's techies had an unexpected reason to stay indoors. And no, it wasn't a new virus, just a lot of rain. Infosys has asked employees to work from home after the IMD issued a red alert for the city. This comes after Cognizant also declared work from home, citing flooding across tech corridors. And by flooding, I mean water everywhere. Underpasses shut, buses stopped, Hozu Road, yes, the one leading to Electronic City, was closed this morning. Some employees turned up at Manyata Tech Park only to find the blocked roads. Not quite the Monday motivation they had in mind. Over 240 millimeters of rainfall in just 2 days, lakes are overflowing and social media is flooded too with videos of people in knee-deep water. Now, the authorities are urging companies to extend work from home for another day or two, and Infosys says it's watching the situation closely. For now, if you're in Koramangala or HSR, maybe hold off on those coffee and brunch plans. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.